The Arsenal love Greece.
Love Greece,
and
that.
Greece loves the Arsenal. Get in! Whoo! Super Kev, Super Kevin Campbell.
Oh, come on! Come on, Arsenal! Oh, I tell you what, Soph. I tell you what, Sophie. Listen, I know we got there eventually, but boy, they make it hard for us, don't they? They make it hard for us.
Honestly,
oh, my God.
Honestly, yes, Arsenal Los Angeles. Exhale, everybody. Wow. What? This team are, it literally, Moos are going to give us a heart attack.
Yeah, they're playing with us. They're playing with us.
Group hug to everybody. It's already flying in chat. There's so many comments already. Good evening to everybody who's joining us. It's Dickie Both Thursday, as you know, KC. And unbeknownst to me, I put my tie on today and we didn't match our colours. We never talked. We never did a tactical discussion like Arteta with the team before tonight's show. And here we are.
Just shows how in tuned we are. So we're in tune, baby.
Well, look, as it goes for a European tie, what a match, Kevin. I mean, that was a really good game that we were in. Let's be honest, in the first half, I think we controlled most of it until the ridiculous giveaway from Ceballos in a perfect position for a player like that to have a shot. And it was a worldy free kick, and then we go into half time. We needed it then, didn't we? Because at that point you're controlling the game, but then heads are down, and you go into half time, and it looked like things were not going to go our way, and they get that other goal, two away goals, and Arsenal fans, rightly so, knowing this team and seeing this team, they started worrying.
No way
worrying.
Back. You look, let's be honest. The way we were playing, we weren't playing great at that time. We'd give away the second goal stupidly. And there seemed to be no way back for us, Sophie. But then there was change made. Thomas Partey came on. Let's be honest. When Thomas Partey comes on, we seem to get another grip of the game a little bit more. Especially in that midfield, because there were times where they were just playing around us and it looked like we had no energy to get close to them. All of a sudden, we were better on the ball, we were playing forward, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we found a way back in. One thing I'm going to say is I watched Odegaard tonight. And if Aubameyang is on the same wavelength as Odegaard, he probably gets four goals tonight. I'm telling you now. Odegaard is ahead of him.
Football brain-wise, isn't he?
He's ahead of Aubameyang, I'm telling you. Because there was a couple of passes that he played where Aubameyang should have been on the move. But he stopped thinking he's going to shoot or something. The guy's got a football brain and a half.
Do you think that's because Aubameyang has been so used to some of the stagnation from the creative positions?
Yes, 100%. And I even witnessed some of it tonight where the ball gets played across the midfield and Aubameyang's on the move. He's on the run. He needs a ball over the top. They were playing so high. But how many balls did we actually put over the top of them? So we didn't really put any balls over the top of them. Because when you start putting balls over the top of them, Sophie, what happens? They start to stretch and then we could play in between them. But we weren't playing that ball. So a bit frustrating, but you know what? That kid Saka.
Okay. So why don't we just get straight into the whole team and then bit by bit we'll talk about each play. Good morning to 350 of you in live chat right now. Thank you for joining us. This is the Arsenal versus Benfica post-game show and play ratings. And I tell you something, I love the motherland. And tonight, the motherland and the Greek gods delivered in so many ways. I got my flag out and everything. I'm going to have a little shot of Ouzo after this, maybe even a little Retsina.
Oh, nice one. Yeah, yeah.
So let's start with Leno. He didn't really have
anything to do.
Let's be honest, right?
Mm-hmm. He had nothing really to do. Anything that came at him, he dealt with really well. It was just that he ended up picking two balls out of his net when really one was an unbelievable free kick. And the second one, he left him stranded in no man's land. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can't really blame him. Listen, I'd give Leno a 6 just because he didn't really have much to do. But I'd give him a 6.
Yeah. Philip says Leno didn't get a red card. I think he was brilliant. You know, it's so weird because, and we're going to get to the defense, because the defense was really shocking at times today. But so was the midfield that didn't help the defense. And you would think that Leno would be put in more compromising positions. Mm-hmm. But luckily, it didn't turn out that way, Kev. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really interesting, isn't it, that, you know, moments of madness. And let's be honest, you know, for the Ceballos header back, there was nothing that he could... He came out because he gambled. What's he going to do, like stay in goal?
He had to come out to try and put him off or do something. Maybe he could have got there, but in the end, he was... Because the ball back was dying, it left him stranded. It really did.
Yeah.
I'd give him a 6.
Okay, so let's get to Bellerin. I said to you on the show yesterday that I wanted Cedric to be given the chance to start. Bellerin did get subbed in the second half. Obviously, we're looking for that extra edge. What are your thoughts on Bellerin's game overall today?
I didn't think he played particularly well today. Mm-hmm. I thought end products, they weren't much. He was hitting first defenders with crosses, etc., etc. So I didn't think he had a great... Didn't really have much to do defensively, but... Still, you know, some of his passing wasn't right. So I'm going to give Bellerin 5 tonight. I'm going to give him a 5 because he weren't great, but he didn't really get exposed. So I'll give him a 5.
I just posted something in chat, which I should have said Ceballos, but I said Bellerin. 400 plus in chat. Hit that like button if you dig us more than Bellerin's defense. But it should have been 400 plus in chat. Hit that like button if you dig us more than Ceballos. And the way he played tonight. Let's get to David Luiz.
Soph? I thought David Luiz was all right. I thought the two centre halves were all right. They didn't really cut us open.
Mm-hmm.
I thought some of the use of the ball wasn't great. But you know what? They're defenders. So I'm going to give David Luiz 6. I thought he didn't really have that much to do. But we conceded 2 goals. It's crazy.
Isn't it crazy? Because it's really weird. Like I said before, when we give these marks, it's going to be indicative of... It's like the midfield was responsible for the fact that we conceded the goals that we did. Yes, I think positionally there were times where the defence wasn't where it needed to be and we were caught. I mean, Nunes nearly got that goal at the end. What a beautiful shot. Mm-hmm. That he had that went wide, although it looked like Leno had that covered, KC.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to give David Luiz a 6. He didn't get in trouble. He didn't create any huge mistakes. I said on Mike's show earlier this morning, this game's going to be about mistakes. And it ended up being that, but not the players that we were expecting to. So what do you think about Gabriel? Similar to David Luiz, or do you think he was a little off? I thought Luiz had a better game than him.
Do you know what? I think Gabriel gets involved a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
He goes in after players a lot more and maybe left himself a little bit exposed at times. I'm going to give him a 5 tonight. I don't think he was his normal assured self.
Yeah.
Although he didn't do much wrong defensively, but there were certain times where he went in and got himself caught up in stuff and you know, kind of put maybe our midfield as well in a bad spot. So I'm going to give Gabriel a 5. I'll give him a 5.
I agree with Philip here with what he's saying. He had bad passes today. His distribution of the ball, I thought, was poor. I thought that obviously, you know, we'll get to Tierney eventually, but it seemed like his distribution wasn't as good as it was. And for me, there's something about him, Casey, where I feel like instead of improving, the last few games I've seen him play, he's regressed. Do you think that's a fair statement, or do you think it's a case of a little bit like a player like Pepe, he needs to play week in, week out? It's a new league, he's still getting used to it, or is that just an excuse?
Yeah, no, the truth of the matter is I think he's still learning the league, and obviously he has to play more games. And when you think about it, Sophie, he's had quite a few different partners at centre-half as well. Holding's been his main partner most of the time. Now it's David Luiz, so it's understanding what he can and can't do, etc. You know, we've said it before that he needs a steady partner. He needs a partner that you can say, right, that's my guy, so they can get that who attacks it, who covers, kind of understanding together. So yeah. I'm not saying that he had a great game, because he didn't have a great game today. That's why he's getting less than David Luiz.
Yeah.
He's getting a five.
A little bit of what you said, what Virginia is saying, the rotating of the lineup at the back especially isn't giving the team any stability. He doesn't quite know yet. Yes, we've had injuries, but right now you've got a fit Holding, you've got a fit Mari, you've got a fit Gabriel or David Luiz. Does he really know who his best combination is, Kev?
I think the experience of Luiz, I think he's played, he's put Holding to the side today because a couple of games, it's been really Holding's man has scored. And you have to take that into consideration. You don't have opportunities. If they score, you maybe won't get back into the game. That's why he put experience with Gabriel. And I thought they were okay defensively. Yeah, a few misplaced passes, etc., which can happen. But I thought defensively the two centre-halves weren't that bad.
Yeah, and Holding does have a concussion right now. But what I'm saying is that before that just happened at the weekend, all four of them are fit and ready to go. So the question is, what's the best combination going to be? And like Bruno says, it's about time to find his team and find that combination. He won't find it yet because there's a player out there we haven't bought yet, I think is where you're coming from.
Or there's a player out there who's playing in France.
We'll get to that another day. Okay. 600 plus in live chat tonight. Welcome to the Highbury squad. If you're a first timer, welcome from the legend that is Super Kev, Super Kevin Campbell.
And hit the like button. Hit the like button now. hit it.
And if you are one of our returning listeners, as always, thank you so much for joining us. You guys are the best. And I think we're one of our listeners has labeled you all squaddies. So you're officially now the squaddies. Yeah, we love that. Okay, everyone in chat, you're going to love this one. Let's make it rock. Let's make chat rock right now. I'm thinking this is going to be one of those Olympic gymnastic ice skating tens all the way around. Yes, I complained about his crossing, but my goodness, the spirit and what Kieran Tierney brings to this team. He was screaming at Willian to give him that ball because he's like, I'm going to rip that back of the net. It was like that scene from, I can't remember what movie it is, where he goes, I'm going to roll him around, I'm going to rip his net. I mean, it was just, he's unbelievable, isn't he, Kev?
Yeah, he's our dynamo. He's our defensive dynamo. And when you've got somebody like him on the left, and we do know, Sophie, look, he's not perfect. There's times where he doesn't get the cross right. There's times where he doesn't get the pass right. But one thing we love is his attitude. His attitude is absolutely first class. And he keeps us going down that left-hand side. And yes, he was screaming at Willian. Fair play to Willian. Willian beat his man and got the ball back to him. He still had a little bit to do, mind.
It wasn't still easy. He still had to
sort his feet out and get it onto his left. And boy, did he finish it well. Wow, we needed that. But that wasn't it. But that got us back into the game. And you could see after it hit the back of the net, It was, come on, you know, it was coming, and it got, I got up off my sofa, so I said, come on then, you know what I mean, let's have it. No, brilliant. Kieran Tierney, I'll give him a 9 tonight. I'll give him a 9, honestly. Just, I'm not saying he was perfect, but just for sheer spirit, endeavour, and what a fantastic finish, I'm going to give him a 9.
Yes, and Reina, we can breathe now too, and especially with, I think we all breathed easier when Kieran Tierney took that goal. Kev, do you know what I loved more about that? It was what he did after.
Yeah.
Like, come on,
let's go.
Never celebrated, just looked at everyone, come on, let's go. And
he added energy.
I mean, it's the most insane energy that he brings to the table and what he does to help galvanize the team. He's a, you know, sometimes we talk about leadership, and leadership doesn't always have to be about yelling in the dressing room and, you know, being that crazy old guy that, you know, smacks heads with players and stuff like that. It's about what you do on the pitch, how you hold yourself, what you say. And let's just say, agree with you, Leboy, he shows a captain's attitude. And he and Xhaka, and we'll get to Aubameyang eventually, but the leadership tonight came from those two players. I mean, they do it. Silent leadership is really quite amazing, Kev, because you just let what you do in your work on the pitch do the talking for you.
Yeah, but hold on a minute, Sophie. Can I just cut you, Sophie?
It's the first cut tonight. We'll do it.
What about Aubameyang?
No, we're going to get to him.
No, I know we're going to get to him, but okay. I'm talking about leadership, because maybe he's not the most vocal. And look, People have been after him, especially after the last week's game. But look who comes up trumps. And I know it's due to dueling the crown as well, but you still got to finish him off.
Okay, so we're going to get to that, because credit where credit is due, and we're going to give credit tonight. Okay, so that's our back line and our goalkeeper. Let's get to the midfield. Why don't we just start off with Xhaka first? I mean, he seemed invisible to me tonight, to be honest with you. Just did his safe job in the first half. And
but again, Sophie, this is Arsenal's problem. We play safe. We should be aggressively cutting them open, aggressively looking to play through them. But we take far too many touches on the ball because it's easy. We fall into the trap of what they do. They are cleverer than Xhaka, and they've got more movement in them than Xhaka. So I'm going to give Xhaka, he didn't do too much wrong, but I'm going to give him a 5 tonight, Sophie.
Average. Yeah, I think, and welcome to all 758 of you in live chat tonight. Listen, it's so good. This was so big, this game, and I'm so happy that all of you are joining us. And like I said, anyone new that's coming in, hope you enjoy the show. You know, we call it as we see it. We credit the team when they do well, and we criticise them when they don't. Tonight was a massive, massive game for Arsenal Football Club. We're out of the FA Cup, out of the League Cup. We may not make a European position in the Premier League. It's so topsy-turvy this season. So many issues still in various positions. And here we find ourselves. We scraped, we overcame adversity, and we're through to the last 16 of the Europa League. And that is the most important thing. And with Xhaka, Kevin, I think that the big thing for me is when you see a player like Thomas Partey come on, and I think maybe he's tired. I agree with Parademia official possibly. Here. Apologies if I correct. He's been playing every single game. He's not been rested at all. And so for me, it feels like when you see a Thomas Partey come on, and you kind of go from a Mini to a Rolls Royce, even in the short time he was playing, you see the difference.
Yeah.
So again, it's just a reminder that if a fit Thomas Partey is playing and he's in the squad most weeks and he's partnered with your boy that you have been talking about all season, like a Bissouma, what can this do for an already talented front line that we have, but as well as maybe enhancing that? At the end of the season.
The great thing about the two players you mentioned, Sophie, is not only is it good going forward, defensively, they are awesome because you know what? They regain the ball. They get the ball back and they protect the defense. when you have two players who could get around the pitch, protect the defence, get regains, and play forward. That's the other thing. They play forward. They're very good technically, and they could cut through opposition. Sophie, that's what the best teams do. The best teams cut through you. They don't play. They don't beat you going sideways. They beat you cutting through you. That's the best teams. So, unfortunately, we've seen Xhaka do it, but only with Thomas Partey. You know, we've seen him only do it with Thomas Partey. So, look, we know Xhaka. Xhaka has improved. I can't deny that. He has improved. But I thought today he was just average today.
Yeah. And I as hard as this might be for everybody to hear, I'm not sure you could have rested him in this game and played Ceballos and Elneny together, because we saw what happened there. So, yeah, I mean, for Xhaka, I think today he looked fatigued, he looked tired, but again, he wasn't the one that made the mistakes. Too many backward passes again and sideways passing, but overall, Xhaka, I agree with. Sherlock Holmes, nice name, by the way, a 5. And yes, Omar has been put on a timeout because he's been naughty. So here we go. This is what happens when you have 800 plus people in chat. Ceballos. I mean, Kevin, over to you.
Sophie, let me just tell you this. Danny Ceballos, he can play the guy. He can play, Sophie, but there's times where he overplays. He takes too many touches at times. And fair enough, he gave away the free kick, which it was an incredible free kick, but that just puts pressure on us. They're going nowhere, Soph. They were going nowhere. It doesn't need to leave. We've got enough defenders there. He could just keep, stay on his feet, doesn't need to make a challenge, but gives the free kick away and they score, fair enough.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. It's an innocuous clearance. It's not a through ball. It's an innocuous clearance. And he decides to be a bit clever, to not look and head it back towards the goalkeeper, straight into the path of their striker, who goes around our goalkeeper, leaves our goalkeeper stranded to score. I've got to give Danny Ceballos a 3, I'm afraid.
I think when you make that, and there's a lot of people in chat and, you know, saying that I think the real captain here, I want to get back to it, 22 million, I don't think so. I don't think we've seen enough from him, Kevin, to justify, like, I've paid 22 million for this player, when maybe you can find that 22 million plus and buy maybe a player who has that Premier League experience. I know Basuma's not going to be 22 million because now
I'd rather stick the 22 million on top of whatever.
On top of whatever, yeah, to another 20 million, and then you get someone like Basuma. For me, I think that in the first half, he was actually one of our better players, to be fair to him. He controlled the ball well, distributed the ball really well. He was able to find good spots. I think, you know, at times, again, we were a little bit slow. I think this is something we really need to work on. Sometimes it's a snail's pace, depending on who's playing as well. But those mistakes, so costly, could have cost us the game. You can't get more than a 2 for me when you play like that. So, hey PG, thanks for joining the show.
Hi PG.
Hello. So sorry, I am late.
Don't worry.
I just have had a million things to do. Look at my sign, and the calendar is our boy Saka.
We're not there yet. Hold on.
I know. I'm
you
excited.
Can't just join the show. We've got.
I can do whatever I like.
No,
we won
right now.
We're through.
We have 850 people
I can
in
see.
Chat right now.
Hello,
so
everybody.
Maybe you can say hello to some people and answer some questions for us here. Brilliant comments from everybody. I'm trying to keep up with every single one of them.
Hello, everybody.
AC is right about Ceballos and the Overlord of Procrastination. Thanks for joining us again, mate. Danny made mistakes, but I like him strong most of the time. I think the hardest thing, Kevin, football is you can't control the game like that and then make those kinds of mistakes at that level.
No.
It could have cost us a spot in Europe tonight. Let's be fair. I'm not picking on Ceballos.
No, of course you're not. You're telling it how it is. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, because that mistake could have... Listen, and I don't know what's going to happen moving on in this tournament, But that could have been end of our season.
Thank God, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So great that we got through, and I'm so pleased we got through and we could breathe and all that. But that one mistake at that level and they go and score kills you. Away goes.
Oh, yeah. Come on. You got to be happy.
Hello, where have you been? We just joined the show. We're talking about the player that made the biggest mistakes on the night. And it is absolutely right to criticize him. The free kick he gave in that position was horrible.
He's had a mare, isn't he?
And he cost the defense. The defense didn't really make the mistakes tonight. What he did cost the defense and put Leno in a difficult position to have to save.
But who does that?
But the second mistake, like that's unforgivable.
God.
Unless he has eyes in the back of his head because he was playing in Greece and he thought he was one of those Greek methodical gods.
Yeah, but the thing was, right, who heads the ball back like that when you don't know who's behind you? I am lost for words. I don't even play football. And I was like, and at that moment, I just thought, I'm flabbergasted and gutted, and to give a goal like that, and then you think, then you look at social media, and they're all blaming Arteta.
What?
Do you think Arteta taught Tobias to do that? He must have been going mental on the touchline. But
they blame Arteta.
I know, but you know what it's like. You know the ones that want Arteta out, Kev.
Anything.
Let's even get up to the Willian thing. But I know we're not there yet. But honestly, it was just, I find it really hard to be miserable. But when you think about what he did, we could have been out of the Europa League.
I
did not see it coming.
Yeah, you can't justify that type of stuff. Okay, so that takes us through the two centres.
Hold on. What does PG rate Tobias?
She said he doesn't deserve a rating.
I'm sorry, Kev.
So what rating is it then?
I'll give him a 0.5 because he did do one good pass.
Do you really think, Dre, that Benfica were the better team? I think they were the better team
when they were
almost
ahead.
Without the ball.
No, I disagree. I think they were better with the ball. No, we couldn't get it off them at times.
I think they suffocated us and we weren't able to find spaces. And I felt like the way they penetrated and were able to, their movement off the ball, Kev, I don't know what you think about this. It felt like we weren't able to create those spaces for ourselves. And when we did, we definitely capitalized on them. But they were a lot more suffocating.
It was a bit of both, to be honest, because when you consider when they took the lead and we were trying to get back into the game, then they were suffocating us.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. So when Kieran Tierney equalised, that's when they were playing keep ball. And until, right. I think it was 80-something minute, they were just keeping the ball. They're good at it. You know, just trying to drain the clock. That's what they were doing. But luckily, you know, we found a way.
I have some quotes if you want them. By the way, have you discussed Tierney already?
Yes. Yes.
All right, he gets an 18 for me.
Is that because of his age?
He is our next captain. I don't care what anyone says. Well, I've had loads of people message me and go, on the pod, make sure you say he's the next captain. Has to be. Brilliant.
Okay, let's get to a quote before we get to the forward line.
Yeah.
And 900 plus in chat right now.
Wow. Thank you so fantastic.
Much. Smash the likes, everybody.
It proves that you don't get more when you lose, everybody. You get more when you win because we're all excited. Right, Arteta. We gave them two goals. When you do that, you are going to be in trouble. After that, the reaction of the team gave me hope. It certainly keeps the season going, that's for sure. Today would have been really harsh after what happened in the two legs to go out, so I'm extremely happy to go through. I'm especially happy for Danny. He leads his profession like it's the most important thing in his life. When he made that mistake, if it meant we were out of the competition, it would have been tough. Someone like him deserves good things to happen to him. I do like Arteta for saying that. Asked Arteta to expand on how Tobias is feeling and reacted. He doesn't have a 10-year contract at the club. He's on loan and still defends this club is the best possible way. I feel someone like him deserves good things to happen to him. Babe, we're not in training with him. We don't know what he's like as a person, as a teammate, anything.
Do All I know care? is Do okay. I care after the mistakes he made? Don't laud a player after he makes those mistakes.
He's not lauding him.
Don't say anything about him. Zero.
But maybe he's the sort of player that needs to build him for the next game.
Then build him when you call him or see him in the dressing room.
He's obviously, he probably feels really guilty.
Yeah,
so.
That's exactly what probably, he's doing.
And that's why the manager is trying to be a manager and help him. I get it.
So do I.
And we're calling it like it is. Of course we are, because we're doing the ratings, etc. But the manager's got to try and lift him because he's probably going to need him on Sunday.
Oh my gosh. Exactly. He's too soft. Go on. Do you have another one, PG? Do you have another quote or is that
I've read them all out at the moment. Yep, all done.
It's good. Let's go.
Yeah, it's good. It's good management, people are saying, and some people are saying it's talking shy. And with the snowflakes and there's all sorts. But to me, I'm like, focus on who won you the game and not who potentially lost you the game. That is all I'm saying to everyone in chat and to you guys. I'm sorry, just stop, because we're getting to one of those players right now. In fact, I'm going to rewind. Let's go to ESR. Again, Kev? Don't think he had one of his best games. Bit tired, maybe.
I thought ESR gave us good energy. But don't forget, we got pegged back from our own wrongdoings. So when we'd taken the lead, etc., ESR was fine. But you get pegged back bang on half time, and the second half, we didn't really, Aubameyang had that goal disallowed where he was just offside. And then we kind of hit a bit of a wall. So, it wasn't a great game. I'd give ESR 6 today.
Okay.
I didn't think he was. He weren't great, but he gave us some energy, especially first 50 minutes, I'd say. So it was all right, but he weren't brilliant.
Okay, cool. And because the show's moving so fast today with everyone in chat, can I just rewind a second on why my comment about Ceballos is valid too? Clock orange. Pepe got thrown under the bus in his press conference. Real Captain says he didn't lift Pepe like that. So when people talk about Arteta's inconsistencies in terms of how he treats some players and others, let's have a think about that, because that's indefensible.
But every player is different and every player needs different things.
Everyone keeps talking about Pepe being a confidence player and he's a young player and he needs arms around him and all that type of stuff. I'm sorry. You threw him under the bus when he got a red card and now you want to hug Ceballos. The truth is the truth, PG.
But maybe
some need tough love.
Maybe Pepe needs that because he's being,
Pepe needs support. But
what I'm saying is two different characters.
We're just sticking up for Arteta now.
But can I just finish? Let me finish. Two different characters might need two different things. Ceballos might be distraught. Pepe might have had a tantrum. We don't know. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's not about not knowing, Amanda. You're saying that he came out and he supported a player when he made a mistake. And he threw Pepe under the bus when he made a mistake. He got a hot head.
Maybe Pepe wasn't upset about it the way Ceballos is. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying every player is different.
It's ridiculous to defend him when you just said that he comes out and he defends his players and supports his players. You can't throw Pepe under the bus and then come out and support Ceballos.
You don't know management. Anyway, I'm just saying you don't know what Pepe's like.
What's your mark for ESR then?
Same. I didn't think he did too much. I think he actually needs a rest and to come off the bench now. He's helped us. He needs that rest. He needs to be managed. And I think that's what we need to do now. I'd probably give him a 5.5, 6 tonight.
I'll give him a 6. It wasn't his best game. I think that he looks a little bit knackered. And no, I don't just want to criticise Arteta. I call it as I see it. You're going to do that for one player. Do it for all of your players.
I've got some quotes about Willian and Aubameyang. So when we get there, I'll read the quotes.
Right.
Okay?
We're going to go to, let's get to Odegaard. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Kev? Tell us. You said it a little bit at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I thought, listen, this kid's an intelligent footballer. Hardly ever gives the ball away. He's a very good technician. And you know what? If Aubameyang was on the same wavelength, reading the passes, he would have got 4 goals tonight, I'm telling you. Because as soon as he picks the ball up around that box, I saw it. Move Aubameyang, because he's going to play it And Aubameyang, one time he didn't make the run, and the other time he stopped thinking Odegaard was going to shoot, and he played the pass both times, and Aubameyang would have been in. A bit similar to how Saka got Aubameyang in first goal. So that's something they can work on in training, I'm sure. Obviously, they don't really know each other as much, but that is something that I could get really excited about. I thought Odegaard was neat and tidy and smart on the ball. So I'm going to give him a 7 tonight. I thought he was decent.
Sorry, that was funny from Newman. Go on, PG. What do you think of Martin?
I think Martin is very clever. And I don't think that the team know how to play with him yet. But when they do, oh my life, I think it's... I look at him sometimes and I think... I don't know how to say this without insulting our team, but I think he's too clever sometimes for them. And he's too quick and he's too fast. And they're not gelled yet because they don't know him.
His brain's so far ahead.
So I just said he's clever. Yes, he's too fast. So he's too quick for them. And the balls he's passing, they're not running onto. So the more time Arteta has with them and the team, it's only going to get better. Yeah. It's only going to get... Listen, we would have been on a great run if it wasn't for Wolves. I'm convinced of it. But look, yeah, I would give him... I'll probably give him a 7. What did you say, Kev?
7.
I keep saying the same as you. Oh, right. I'm going to give him a 7.25, so it's not the same.
2.2.
What are we dealing with here, Soph?
We're dealing with numerical decimals.
Because I'm surprised people don't. Do you know what? I'm surprised people don't just say you and Kev say the same thing.
Well, I don't say 0.5, do I?
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, Kevin doesn't go the gymnastics numbers. He just gives it straight. So, and you do too, but you love the 2.5. You know, it's high standards. It's high standards.
Yeah, just sometimes you need that little bit extra, but they haven't done the full mark, if you know what I mean.
Here's what I think, you know, Zinedine Zidane said he didn't want Odegaard to leave Real Madrid. And if you guys didn't see him play for Real Sociedad, you would know, and Kevin will tell you, that before the COVID outbreak, he was probably one of the best players in La Liga. Mm-hmm. Arsenal Football Club haven't had, and I say this with the greatest respect, intelligent footballers over the last few years. You can be smart here and slow with your feet,
yeah,
but this is what gets you to that next point. And I think when Ozil was in his heyday, he always thought two steps ahead of everybody else. I'm going to put him in another bracket now because he's up there. Mr. God, you know, the Dutch professor, the Flying Dutchman, Dennis Bergkamp, was always 2-3 steps ahead of everybody else. Yep. Made Henri look good so many times, didn't he? And Henri made himself look good because he was always ahead of his defender, Kev,
brain-wise, movement.
And I'm saying, like, Odegaard has that in him. I don't think we've seen it all yet. I think he has the potential. And someone in chat said, I'd rather invest the money in maybe someone like Odegaard than Ceballos if we're going to do that with Real Madrid this season. But perhaps there's even better play than Martin Odegaard out there that we should be looking at investing in. So, you know, I think for someone who's just come in, he's done a good job so far. We've seen players struggle. Gabriel started off blazing, has struggled a little bit. You know, we've seen Partey come in. He lights it up, got injured. You know, we've seen Tierney come in, light it up, gets injured. Odegaard's come in. The games he's been asked to play in, I think for Arsenal Football Club, considering where we are, guys, he's done a decent job.
Yeah,
definitely. Okay.
What mark do you give him, Sol?
I'll give him a 6.5 today, you know. And look, he stayed on the pitch for quite a while, didn't he? Didn't get subbed until the very end when we wanted to just defend.
He's slowly growing into us, if you get what I mean. Yes. He's going to become a leader. I really believe that.
Okay, we're 8 people shy of 1,000 people in
the room. Come on, people!
I just put a tweet out on Twitter. So if anyone's watching that's got a Twitter account, go and retweet me. It says live now. We might get that 1,000. We've never, ever had this. We've never gone above 700, I don't think, or 650.
So listen, I mean, this is amazing, you guys. What it shows is that he does have a lovely left foot, Shady. You're right about that. What it shows is that people love Arsenal Football Club. You don't have to lose to come together and talk about our team.
That's what I said. We're getting more tonight.
Look what we did tonight. And you know what? We're still giving some players a bit of a hard time. Some play better than others. So let's talk about the jewel in the crown.
Oh, my life.
Let's Let's just light the chat on fire.
You mean him up there?
Listen.
Go on, Kev.
Saka.
For someone so young, he is brilliant wherever you play him. He went to right back, for God's sake.
Just to let you know, we've hit 1K. Thank brilliant. You, everybody.
And let's be honest. And let's be honest here.
Welcome, everyone. Go on.
Here's the great thing. If he never went to right back, probably Aubameyang doesn't score the winner.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing about our team. Because Saka goes to right back, he can get the ball back and put the defence on his heels by getting that left-footed crossing. The kid's amazing. Listen, I'm giving him a 10. I don't care. He's getting a 10. There ain't many players who'll get a 10 off me. I'm giving him a 10. Without him, we don't win.
Welcome, Heston. He's first time here, already loving the analysis. We appreciate it and appreciate all the new people here this evening too. PG, I'm not sure there's enough time for you to wax lyrical about Saka, but go ahead.
I won't go on forever. I would never give him a 10 for tonight. He'd get 25 for me. I swear, Kevin.
25.25?
It's out of 10, love. It's out of 10.
I know. No, you love me. Oh, my life. I sit there sometimes and I look at the sky and I go, thank you. We deserve Bukayo Saka. He is the most incredible young talent, Kev, that I think I've seen. I don't want to say forever, but honestly,
in a long time, isn't it? In a long, long time.
Every single match, he may have had a couple of quietish matches. He's never had a bad match. He's carried us. He is showing the seniors how to do it. What an incredible player we've got. And game after game after game, I cannot sit there and praise him enough. Squadies, and you know what?
Squadies.
You cannot. You don't see him in the papers, in social media. He doesn't do anything. All he cares about.
Don't moan.
Do you know what he reminds me of? You know, when David Beckham first came on the scene, he never had a social life, David Beckham. He just played football every night. He just wanted to make it.
God, let's hope his social life doesn't turn into David Beckham.
Oh, my God, yeah. But Beckham was still a brilliant... He was still a brilliant footballer when he was with Victoria anyway. But my point is, he just does not fail to surprise me every match, whatever position. I reckon he'd be a good goalkeeper. I swear, he's just brilliant. So for me, not only man of the match, right, him and Tierney are our future. And you know what? You're right, Kev. Aubameyang doesn't score it if he's not there, if he's not right back. Yeah. He can play everywhere. Mm. He is our most, and I will say this now, our most important player. Mm. So?
Bar none.
Listen, we did.
If he doesn't play, I get upset. I get worried. Sorry,
he's the first person on the team sheet now.
Absolutely.
I mean we have to protect him. So
we got to protect him. There
yes,
we go.
Exactly.
Yeah, we have to.
But you know what? You feel like you don't have to manage him, do you? He's just game after game.
He's still 19. He's still 19. We got to, at some stage, we got to try and protect him because
we
you know what?
Rest him.
If he ever gets injured because of overplaying,
yeah, I know.
We're gonna throw a hissy fit, aren't we? We're going to go mad.
Listen.
Weirdly, we could do a whole show on Saka, which Sophie and Dave Seeger did last night.
Right.
So if anyone wants to listen to that show that was brilliant, all about Saka, we'll now move on to Sophie and she can talk about him now.
Well, we did a show. We have a series called The Player Profile. We've done ESR, we've done Pablo Mari, we did Martin Odegaard, and we did Saka last night, and it was great because Dave also, of course, he writes for Gunners Town and he writes for various national newspapers too, written books about the Arsenal. And talking about Saka, we even tackled some of his weaknesses, which crossing, he's got to get better when he takes a set piece or a corner, and I think that comes with age. But that's really nitpicking on the kid. He even moved, how many positions has he played this season, Kevin? He's played
four or five.
And he's excelled and he has saved this team. And someone is right. They just wrote to me and said Ceballos owes him a couple of drinks.
Oh, God,
tonight.
Yeah.
Because even I, we question, like, why is Saka moving to right back? But he's the type of guy, a little bit, do you remember, you know, like Phil Neville played in every position, but he never had Saka's talent. But Wayne Rooney was often asked to play and filling
midfield,
gaps.
Midfield, left mid, right mid, yeah. Number 10, striker on his own. Yeah, he did.
Like
yeah.
a total baller footballer, right? And mm-hmm. Saka is our... I mean, people wax lyrical about Jack Grealish and Phil Foden and Marcus Rashford and Greenwood, but Saka has to be right up there. And I don't know about you guys, but do we want him going to the Euros this summer?
No.
Dave said, yes, he'd always want an Arsenal player to go to an international competition and get that experience and be around the best. But I just want to wrap him up in cotton wool and put him on the windowsill for the summer.
Yeah, but you know what? He's got to go because maybe some of the players we're going to want to recruit need to see our jewel. They need to see our jewel.
But do you know what's interesting? Go on, sorry, Kev, go on.
No, I'm just saying, you know, when good players see your jewel in the crown play, they're like, oh, I could play with him. You know what I mean?
He's a recruitment tool.
The recruitment tool. Let people see him.
He's like in an exhibition stand.
Yes. It's like multi-level marketing.
I'll tell you something interesting. One of my Man City mates said to me, what a player Saka is, but he won't go to the Euros. And I was like, of course he will. He can play in every position. And he went, in front of Foden, Grealish, and he mentioned someone else. And I thought, do you know what? Bollocks. I think he'll be going, excuse my language. I honestly think that he's as good as them. I'm sorry. He is number one for me in our team, on the team sheet. But I don't want him going to Euros. I don't want any of them going. I want us to have a pre-season, start up in August, and I can go back to the Emirates and watch Saka live.
Listen, if he goes, when Walcott went, it was a token. He could be the future, and everyone was expecting Theo to be the player that he didn't become, but he was still a decent player for the Arsenal. I will always stand by the fact that Theo did a job for us, right? But with Saka, he is on another level.
He's carrying us.
And he, as a player, he deserves to be on the world stage.
Yeah.
But with Big Southgate time. And the way Southgate manages, if any of these players end up looking as good as they do for their clubs, you just don't know because of the way he plays, Kev, the way, you know.
Sophie, let me tell you something. Mm. Gareth Southgate, he's already got plans for Saka. What are you talking about? He's one of the first. A player who can play four or five different positions as well as anybody else in the squad.
Yeah. Yeah,
come
I know. I know. But he's very conservative too, Southgate, a lot of the times. But he knows he's versatile and stuff like that. And John, actually, Dave Seeger said last night, he reminded him of Rocky. We talked about Rocky a little bit on last night's show. Yeah. You guys will enjoy it if you go to our YouTube channel. And he said,
it's good, that
talent that comes through and, you know, so talented, so versatile, just does so many different things and can turn a game at any point. I mean, look, he got us out of jail tonight. A lot of people are saying in chat too, there's nothing to be super excited about tonight. And it's like, guys,
what do people want, for God's sake?
Let's just be honest about something real here. And we've got Super Kevin in chat as well. A team goes through adversity. We can criticize the manager. I wasn't particularly happy with the substitutions and how everyone switched positions. Mm-hmm. You know, we can say that. It's okay. But coming through a game like that and showing some character and overcoming adversity when you need two goals in an away game. Kevin was part of the team that everyone was expecting to go on and win the European Cup to beat Benfica. Tell him, Kev, how tough it is.
Listen, people think it's easy. It is not easy. It is mega hard. And one bounce of a ball goes wrong and you're behind. That's what happened to us at Highbury that night. And then before you think, you go close, and then they go and score a third, you're out. This thing is not simple. It's not easy, guys. So let me just tell you, 2-1 down in Europe, and they've got the away goals, is mega hard.
Exactly.
We've dodged the bullet tonight. We have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he talks a lot on this show. Clearly, Declan doesn't listen. Maybe you're late to the show, but he's been talking plenty tonight.
Can I just tell you something, what Bukayo Saka has just tweeted. Go with on. The most amazing picture that I've just put on my Facebook.
He loves the hybrid squad.
He's put 8 minutes ago. He's got 11,000 likes. Yes, we almost gave you a heart attack, but we love you all with love a laughing him. Face and a heart. More nights like this, please, boys. I don't know if you're going to be able to see the picture. Look at this.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. That's a beautiful picture.
Love it. Yeah. You know what? That is someone who knows what it is like to be part of Arsenal Football Club. Yes, we almost give you a heart attack.
He feels it.
Yeah. Do you know what I love about him? He's only 19 and he's going to get better and better and better.
Exactly. Right.
And if you're depressed about anything about Arsenal, this will cheer you up.
What mark did you give him, Sof?
I'm going to give him a 9.5.
No.
Because the 0.5 is sometimes for the crossing. Like, he needs to improve when he distributes the ball. But let me just say, the 0.5 is I'm just, you know what?
Sophie, can I just say something? Can I say something? I think you've been a bit pernickety there.
I've given him 25.
She's given him 25 out of 10. You've been a bit pernickety there.
9.5.
I'm getting yellow cards. 9.5, this is going to score.
I know.
Yeah. Look, let's move on because we've got a couple more players to do.
You're listening trying to find a red card.
It's the Europa League post-game show. It comes to you from Football Prizes. Go to footballprizes.co.uk and you can win yourself this. Well, actually, we do it at the end because we're on a roll right now. Anyway, go to footballprizes.co.uk. They're our sponsor. They're brilliant. You can get some fantastic Arsenal memorabilia there. And we're going to go to our captain, Aubameyang.
What's he, Sorry.
Go on, Kev.
No, hold on. I want Amanda to speak first.
Do you know what, right?
Go on.
He's done nothing all season. He's done one hat trick, one other goal, and he's not been around. But do you know what? He was superb tonight, and I've got no problem saying it. Wait till we get to Willian. That'd be even funnier. But
Let's get back to that comment, Casey.
Yeah, me. Yeah, and you, Soph. Don't you dare, Joker. Kev, it wasn't only me.
I know. We're only pulling your leg.
Yeah, Miss Sophie up there.
It's true.
Yeah. But you know what? I've always wanted to be proven wrong. I want him to come back. I wanted him to have signed that contract and stormed the Premiership. But he hasn't for many reasons. But you know what? Tonight he was brilliant and he looked on it. He looked the captain. He was ready. He was enthusiastic. His body language was brilliant. He was in the positions. He was Mr. Aubameyang. For me tonight, he gets a 9.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for probably a couple of inches, he would have got a hat-trick because, remember, he scored and it got taken off because he was offside.
Yeah.
Listen, I thought Aubameyang was sharp tonight.
Yeah.
He looked at it tonight.
Yeah.
That's the way we want him. We're used to seeing him like that. I'm going to give Aubameyang a 9. I thought he's the match winner. We needed him tonight and he stood up to it. So I thought he was outstanding. And reading Saka, they seem to have that brain power between them. They seem to have that connection. And when Saka picks it up, Aubameyang's on the move, which is brilliant.
Also,
most of them are giving him 9 in chat. So yeah,
he's getting a 9. And also time travel. Can we call Jamie Redknapp tonight? Actually, Dave Seeger, who was our guest on the show last night, did a counter column to what Redknapp said, backing up Aubameyang. So you might want to go and check that out. You can check it out on Gunners Town, but it's bang on. And James, you're right. 21 goals, 18 assists in knockout games for Arsenal. A clutch player. Listen, tonight, he did all the things he hasn't been doing all season. He was on the ball. He was running. He was hustling. His positioning, the positions he took up, Kev, were bang on, which meant some of our crossing was bang on, right? The goal that Saka's skill for the final goal that got us through was unbelievable. Let's be honest, he did all the hard work, but Aubameyang was in the right place at the right time. And so much this season he hasn't been, and so much this season he hasn't been finishing those chances. So.
Oh, and a header.
And a header.
A cross comes in and we head it.
We were complaining about that, weren't we, just a week ago?
Oh my god,
amazing. All right, so that's everyone in the starting 11. Have I finished some? No, I haven't.
Yeah,
that's the
starting 11.
Okay. Can I read what Arteta said about him now on Aubameyang? Yes. Yeah. Arteta on Aubameyang, I trust him completely. You know when Uber has chances, he will score goals. I'm really pleased with what he's done tonight. Okay.
That's all he said?
We got a Willian quote. Have we done Willian yet? Oh, we're doing the subs.
Everyone wants to know where you got your bow tie from, Kev.
Dickie Bow Thursday.
It's Dickie Bow Thursday. I'm not telling them where I get my gear from. Go and get your own my gear. Go and get your own stuff. Go and get your own stuff. It's my gear.
If we got one with squaddies along it, would anyone buy it?
We are. We're gonna get bow tie for sure. All right, now let's talk about the most polarizing figure this season, and mostly in many Arsenal seasons. But you know, sometimes you have to say credit where it's due. I'm gonna start with you, PG.
I knew you were. I just knew you were. Why don't you start with you?
Well, look, I think he came on, Willian. I think he affected the game. He was the guy who assisted on Kieran Tierney's. Granted, Kieran Tierney screamed at him to give him the ball when he wanted it, but he still put himself in a position to do that. I think he opened up spaces a little bit more, and I think he probably had his best game since Fulham, and he wasn't on the pitch for the entire time. I'm not saying that Willian is the saviour, but let's just say that coming on tonight, he was under a tremendous amount of pressure, and he did a decent job. Mm. I'll give him an 8 as a sub.
Well,
because he got it going.
He affected the game.
Didn't he?
He affected the game. He did. He did affect the game. It was good to see Willian come on and look part of it, not look disjointed at times or anything like that. I wouldn't give Willian 8. I'd give him a 7. I thought, well done for beating his man and cutting the ball back for Tierney. I know Tierney still had a bit to do. But you still got to get to the point and pull it back. There was times where he was a lot more positive down that left-hand side as well, kept the ball moving. So I'll give him a 7. I'm pleased for him because, you know, it's sometimes difficult when you haven't done well, but he came to play tonight.
And no one wants him to fail. No one, what MK's saying. Everyone who wears the Arsenal shirt, we root for them. We want them to do well. And, you know, coming on in a game like this when we were down and we needed 2 goals, credit where it's due, you guys. PG, what are you going to give Willian?
I'm going 7.5. But you know what? I'm really pleased for him. And this is what Arteta said about him. Let me get this. He went, Arteta, with Willian especially, I think he changed the game. He produced some creativity and set up the goal for Tierney. I think, you know what? Right. I think what Clive said the other night, it really made me think he's a really good player. He just doesn't fit us. But you know what? That beautiful pass back to Tierney, and I'm not being funny, you know, I love Tierney. That was all Tierney. Okay. I know someone, Lee Boy, tweeted me that it was a backward pass. But if Willian made the assist, Tierney scores a brilliant goal. We don't want it. That's what we ask. That's all we ask. That's what we want, Willian. Just keep doing that. You know, he came on and he changed the game. And in effect, we might not have won it if it wasn't for him. So this is the first time since Fulham.
And about that.
No, he did step up. The first time since
Fulham.
No,
said if it wasn't for him, we would have won the game. I don't know. Don't go that far.
No, but I think he changed it. Okay. All right. I won't go that far, but I think he changed it. And all I'm going to say is this, yeah? You've got to give him credit, Willian. He must read some social media somewhere. There isn't anyone I can see that ever stands for him except the team. But he keeps coming on. You don't stand for him.
I do stand for him. I do. Because it's not always his fault.
Kevin
did
a whole
show
on why does Willian get the blame and stood up for him.
Yeah, all right. But Kev, every single game he's played since Fulham, he's been terrible.
Except tonight.
Oh, he has.
Every game he's not terrible, but every game he gets the blame. And that's why I done that on Kev Says. Why does he get the blame for everything?
Oh, we don't want this to escalate.
No. We're not, because we're in a good mood.
No, we're not. Don't worry about
that. We're in a good mood.
Come on, Willian. Willian, go on.
No, listen. I love being proven wrong. That's it. Yeah, right. I got it wrong. Yeah, I love being proven wrong. I love the fact that someone tweeted me tonight, my Aubameyang tweet from 10 days ago where I said he should be benched. I've got no problem saying it.
Exactly.
You know, I've got no issue with it. I want to be proven wrong. I'm not that sort of person that would just like make up some excuse. I want to be proven wrong. Tonight, Willian proved me wrong. He's going to get a 7 from me. And I am so pleased. Listen, no Arsenal fan. Well, I don't understand Arsenal fans that just because they say something and they get proven wrong, then they want it to continue. Like these people that want Arteta out. Yeah. Tonight they won't. Next week they might, when we probably lose to Leicester on Sunday.
Oh, no. I think there are still people that want him out. Oh, regardless 100%. Of
winning. No. Yeah, I know. But they'll tonight, how can you not be happy? How could you have not? Carl
trust me,
ran around
trust
the room.
Me, there are people out there that are not happy.
But then, Kev.
We should have won the game in the first leg.
But you know what, Kev? I don't want them as Arsenal fans, okay? You shouldn't support your football club if you do not want the best for them.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Hold on, PG. Hold on
a
minute.
Do not tell
PG.
Me you cannot celebrate tonight.
PG, hold on a minute. The fact is, everyone's opinion is fine.
I'm not saying you can't want Arteta out.
No, but
I'm
you're
saying
you
that.
Don't want them. You don't want them as Arsenal fans.
No, I tell you what I don't want. I want them to be able to celebrate tonight and go, yeah, do you know what? He pulled it out of the bag. He brought Willian on. He brought Partey on. Partey, we haven't even got to him. But the fact is, I will have Willian on every game if he does well and eat my words. Why wouldn't I want Arsenal to win everything? It doesn't make sense to me that someone will sit there tonight and go, well, we should have won it the first leg.
Yeah, but
we've
everybody's
just gone
not you.
Through. Everybody's I don't not get you. It though, Kev.
I know, but everybody's not you. Even under George Graham, even under Arsene Wenger, there were people who weren't happy.
You know can you imagine being at Anfield and going, well, we should have won it in the first half?
No, we should have never got to this game.
We should have never got to this game. Do you know what? I probably said that. I was on TalkSport Capital Radio Gold, when we drew to Derby or Wimbledon, whoever it was, right? And I went, Wimbledon. We're never going to win it now. What's the point in going to Anfield? But I was young and teenage.
Look,
but I'm just saying, you've got to be happy.
Darren is saying, celebrate what? You know what? If you can't,
oh my God,
if you
Darren.
Can't, if you can't be
happy.
It's not celebrating
happy.
Like we've won any. Won,
you can't
like,
be happy
trophy.
To go through.
Maybe it's happy. Aren't you happy your team has gone through to the next round of the Europa League?
We're not celebrating.
Aren't you
We're
happy that, you know, we have a player who can make a difference and get us there? We've been craving for this game-changing player who can turn any game on a whim. And Saka did that tonight. Kieran Tierney, we have two, right? Did that tonight. Thomas Partey comes in, and we'll get to his rating in a second, comes on, and you see the difference that he provided in midfield. Why can't you just be happy for that? It doesn't mean that, you know, you want Arteta to be the manager for the next 10 years. It doesn't mean that you think he's doing a phenomenal job. But be happy for your team, for Arsenal Football Club, that we got through to the next round of the Europa League. It is our route back to Europe now, potentially, to get to a European final. And let me tell you, we get to a European final now, fans might actually be able to go.
True. It's, very true.
It's a big deal.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine a full stadium of Gunners, man? Boat.
Come on, man. Just be happy that we got through.
I'm just not happy that we could play Spurs tomorrow. We could be drawn to them. And then I just can't exist anymore. No, you've got... I agree. 100%. I do not get it. Whether you want Arteta out or not, it's irrelevant. We won tonight and we're through. That's it.
You're Arsenal what, fans. Yeah.
You know what, Moose?
Enjoying it.
I don't think Bellerin's going to be a shoo-in for the Leicester game now. I think Bellerin's going to come into a bit of a rocky period, maybe. Kevin, what do you think?
I think Cedric is probably going to start at Leicester.
I do too. I think Bellerin's going to get a bit of a benchy.
Because he wasn't great tonight.
He wasn't.
He got right. dragged. So.
What about that good old fashioned midfielder called Thomas Partey? I mean, talk about missing a player like him, Kevin. What is
you
it?
You know, listen, we spoke about this the other day with Clive on Tuesday, and everyone agreed. When Thomas Partey plays, he makes the team better. He makes the team function better. And you know what's quite amazing? He comes on and we're 2-1 down. and we end up winning the game 3-2. We score a goal. Willian looks better. And in the end, we get over the line with a bit of magic from Bukayo Saka to Aubameyang. But that midfield looked a lot better with Partey in it. We just need him in a run of games now, because he's levels above any of our midfielders. He is a Rolls-Royce gun, De Kagan. He is.
I don't think a lot of people are like, oh, why didn't he start? I think it was right that he didn't start. He's coming back from a hammy, and you know, yeah. he'd been struggling with a muscle injury, Kevin. I mean, I think it was the right move today. Get him ready for Leicester, you know, maybe he can start against Leicester.
I thought he would do that. I thought we'd give him 15, 20 minutes. That's exactly what I thought he would do with Partey. And we needed him. And boy, have we missed him. I tell you something, if you can't be excited about Tierney, Partey, Saka, I don't know what you could be excited about.
Do you know, whenever he comes on and you see the team and we're functioning a bit better, it just goes to show in my head. I always look at him and think, if he could have a partner, yeah. If he could have that Basuma with him in that midfield, we would look a different team. I'm telling you, we will. Mm-hmm. We'll be so much better.
Yeah. I mean, just for the short time that he played, I don't care how long you play, if you come on and you make a difference, he's a different grade. I'll give him a 7.
You give him a 7. You said 8 before.
So did I?
Yeah.
All right. I just reduced it for the fact that he didn't play a lot. So I'll give him a 7.
I give Partey 7.
Yeah, 7.
Yeah.
All right. And then the other subs, I'm not sure.
El Nene, Chambers.
It's short time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
5-5.
So, what do you give Arteta?
Tonight, I thought the starting lineup was, I was fine with it. I had maybe, Cedric above Bellerin for me. And I said, if a Thomas Partey was super fit, start him, but clearly he wasn't. So I was okay with the lineup. I wasn't happy when he moved Saka to right back. And I think Saka would have created that chance whether he was playing anywhere on the pitch if the ball came to him at that point, because he's just driven. And I think he would have made that happen. So I'll give Arteta, you know, I said on the show last night, you know, under the lights of Athens and the Greek gods, and, you know, wanting to put to bed the shadow of Olympiacos playing in their stadium, I thought he did well. I give him an 8. Credit where it's due. He got the team ready. They performed. Here's the scoop. The biggest deal of all for me, we overcame adversity. When you're playing in Europe and you've got that away goal against you and you've got to score 2 to win, look what happened to Napoli tonight against Granada.
What happened? You know? I haven't seen it. I've just been rushing around since I got in from work.
It is Napoli, I think, that went out, right, Kevin?
Mm.
I'll have to double check that.
I'll tell you now, one second.
They weren't able to. They needed 3 goals in the second half and weren't able to overcome that. So as much as I...
They're out.
It was.
They're out, right? Knocked them out, yeah.
Weren't able to do that. And so for me, for that reason, he gets an 8. In the Premier League, he still is very below par for me. In cup games, and we're a cup team, he's doing okay so far.
I give Arteta a 9 tonight, and I'll tell you the reason why. Obviously, with the mistake that happened, especially late on, in the second half by Ceballos, it needed a manager to really change things up, because it didn't look like we were going to respond. But he made changes. We did respond as a team, and maybe he saw the fact that, right, I'm going to put Saka at right back, because normally you're not going to put Saka at right back. Let's be honest. There's no way you're going to put Saka at right back. Plays him at right back. Players are getting in the box, so that leaves Saka 1v1 on the outside as a fullback, and, you know, he produces the cross for Aubameyang to score to get us through. So fair play to Arteta. There's many times where he gets questioned, etc. But he got it right tonight, I think, and I'll give him a 9.
And PG, we had to go and play in Greece. We had to play in other stadiums. We didn't really... Yes, we lost to Olympiacos. That's what I said. We played in Olympiacos Stadium tonight. There's something to be said about that, and we usually play well in Athens.
And you know what? To actually have an away game and away goals don't count double for you is tough, you know. And especially, I always like playing the last. I was going to ask Kev this in a second, actually. I always prefer as a fan for us to be away on the second leg, because if you get one, it is panic stations for the home team. Anyway, I'm giving Arteta an 8.5. I'm going between you two. I was really impressed. There wasn't one sub tonight I wasn't upset. I wasn't sorry. I wasn't happy with. I thought the way he managed the team, I think he's growing. It's just whether he's going to be given the time, because we are going to lose. That it's just going to happen. You know what I say about midday kickoffs, and we're playing the informed team on Sunday at midday, which is a little bit unfair on us. So I'm going to give him an 8.5 tonight. I loved everything he did tonight. When he brought on Willian, no, I didn't love him at that moment, but I'm not the manager, and he was proven right and I was proven wrong. So 8.5 Arteta, but then I love him anyway. So, oh God. Come on, Arsenal. This is brilliant. I'm just so pleased.
Guys, maybe Martinelli will play at the weekend, but it is starting to become a little bit of a problem for me. And I'm worrying about it.
It's strange, isn't it?
It's very strange. We've talked about it.
There must be something.
Well, do you know what? Do you know what? Obviously, if we'd have gone out tonight, that would have been a big issue.
Yeah.
It would have been.
You know, Martinelli not playing. But I honestly think he's just taking his time with him. He's not going to rush him in. He will get his minutes. You watch and see. He will get his minutes this season. He will.
I hope so, Kevin. I hope so. And Leicester right now are losing to Slavia Prague, I think. And so, PG, your whole thing about it's unfair. No, it's not. We're playing Leicester and they're playing right now.
Who knows where they are.
Oh,
they're not at
Europe.
Home, are they?
Well, no one's at home. No one's playing at home in these ties, right?
Well, it's unfair on us because we're shit at midday. Anyway, I've got a quote for you.
Go on.
And this is quite a nice one. Sesk has gone on Twitter and said,
Hold on, they're playing in Holland.
There you go, Holland.
I was a bit nearer.
No, hold on a minute. Sorry. It says King Power Stadium.
Are they playing in Prague? Or
it says King Power Stadium, but it's not, is it?
That would be weird and unfair. I don't think so. If someone in chat will let us know, guys, where are they playing?
Yeah, let us know where they're playing.
Where Leicester playing?
Okay, so Cesc Fabregas came out on Twitter and said...
He's got a bit stuck in, doesn't he?
Hello?
Go on.
Hello?
Right. Sorry. Cesc Fabregas came out on Twitter an hour ago and said, Saka is such a good player, such a maturity and intelligence for his age, game changer. Now, Fabregas is talking about a player like that. I mean, Fabregas was young when he played for us, so I don't go on age or anything like that. If you're good enough, you're old enough.
This isn't right if Leicester are playing at home at the King Power.
I told you they're playing
at
home.
No, but it doesn't matter. They're still playing a game. We just had to get on a flight to Athens. It's only
we're not coming home till tomorrow.
But that's okay. I mean,
four-hour flight.
I have to say, that is not cool.
No.
Absolutely not cool. That's wrong. I thought everyone had to travel for their games. I don't understand. Maybe someone can help me understand why Leicester got to play their game at home. And didn't Tottenham play at home as well yesterday?
Tottenham played at home, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Danny Ceballos has come out on Twitter.
Oh, go God, on. What's he said?
He's put loads of little emojis like football and red and white and praying. He put, this is football and you can always learn and make up for your errors. And he went like that. And then he's put up to the next round, thank goodness, with a laughing face. Let's go, Gunners. Thanks, Aubameyang. He knows.
He's relieved, isn't he? He's relieved.
Yeah. I mean, God, is he relieved. But
oh, come on. If we had gone out, it would be a very different rhetoric.
I'd be distraught with him.
No, but Sophie, that's the point. He's doing that to say, poof. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, of course.
I understand, crazy. Some teams are on the COVID list. Obviously, Liverpool had to travel to Budapest and City had to travel too. It's kind of crazy. And Man United get to play at home. This is kind of, you know, this is not
weird,
cool.
Isn't it?
Weird, it's very weird. And doesn't make me happy. Right. I think that's it. It's 1 hour, 15 minutes of pure Europa League magic in the land where civilization was founded. And where the Olympics were born.
Do you know what? Do you know what's so funny? I kept thinking, why is she flying that flag? It's only just dawned on me why she's doing it. I was going to give you a yellow card. I found some yellow.
No, don't give me a yellow card.
Can I just...
I would say in Greek, Mia charumeni vradia για την Arsenal sin Athena mas. Yes, Arsenal.
If you say so.
Anda na zikala I Ελλάδα.
I just go, Meze. Meze. Terra Masalata.
Look, we're through to the next round, PG.
That's what matters.
We are. And do you know what? I want to say thank you to you too, because as everyone knows, well, not everyone, but I started my new job today. And for the first time in my working career, I work with Gooners, who I've just noticed have been in the chat room. I've only been there a few hours. Nice. They're proper Arsenal. So I'd like to thank them if they're still even listening.
How lucky are you?
I'm so lucky. And one of them sits in the next block to me. Who even knew when I started this job? But it's been, I'm just going back to the match. I'm so proud of them after a shit mistake by Ceballos. We're not in the best form. We're very delicate at the moment. We never know whether we're going to win, lose or draw. And you know what? As an Arsenal fan, if you cannot be happy beating 3-2 Benfica tonight, I don't care what you got to say. You've got to be happy. We are in such a transitional period to be through to the next 16. Well, I'm happy. I know we're happy. And we're happy. You squaddies, you need to be happy.
Come on, the squaddies.
Come on, the squaddies.
All right. Well, listen, I do have to give a shout out to our good friends at Football Prizes. Okay, you guys. It's been a great show tonight. Tomorrow there's an auction. Talk of Arsenal legends. You can win this Arsene Wenger signed and framed Arsenal pennant for $4.95. I would like you to answer this question because we're going to give away a free ticket. The first person to email us at thehighburysquad@gmail.com. Thehighburysquad@gmail.com. We're giving away a free ticket. But let me tell you something, if you can hang this on your wall, the man who gave us the Invincibles, the man who gave us a lot to smile about, you can buy a ticket for $4.95. Today's question is going to be, how many goals did Kevin Campbell score for Arsenal Football Club? How many goals did Kevin Campbell score for Arsenal Football Club? Email us at the Highbury squad at thehighburysquad@gmail.com, thehighburysquad@gmail.com, and you could find yourself in the ring. I'll send you a number and you'll be part of the auction. Come on, get it. Don't start giving your answers right now.
I was gonna say, I don't know, but I just want to tell you what Tierney said. I'm loving all this tonight. And this was on a tweet. It says, Tierney on his goal. I wouldn't care who scored it. We just had to get those goals fast. And the tweet finished. I've never seen this guy take credit for anything. What a player. And that is so true. When you're a team player, Kev, I actually want to ask you that question before you finish. When you're a team player, you don't care who scores, do you? You couldn't give a flying because you just want to win the game.
Not at all.
I love that.
That's such a positive in the team when you have players who are selfless. When you have players who are selfless, who would give it up to somebody else to score so the team win, to make sure you don't want the glory. It doesn't matter about the glory, because you know what? The glory is when the club win.
Yeah,
so,
the team.
Fantastic. Fantastic to hear that.
So I just want to ask Kev, sorry, I know that we've been on for ages, but going back to the European thing, as a player, would you rather play your home leg last or first?
Don't matter. Doesn't
really
matter.
Even the doesn't away matter. Goals?
You got to remember, it works both ways. It works both ways because you prefer it to play away second leg, yes?
Yeah, I do. There's more of a chance.
Well, that's what you say.
Yeah.
But necessarily, you want the home advantage. That's why a lot of the teams like playing home second leg.
I know.
So, you know, it's either or. I don't care. As long as we go through and win, yeah. I don't care.
No, of course not. It's just great. I'm happy. You know what? You just got to take it when you can, because we just don't know when we're going to win the next game.
Like, imagine if we'd have gone out and then we see Tottenham, they're through. United are through. Oh. I know Leicester are suffering right now. And then Tottenham are in a League Cup final. And, you know, United are in the top. I mean, it's just, come on. It's a good thing that we're still in this competition. And let's hope that we can get to the final. It would be amazing to be able to do that in a season where we've really not been great in the Premier League. Don't muddy the two waters, you guys. Premier League's one thing. Cup is another. And right now, Arsenal Football Club, until they change things in the Premier League, we're a cup team. And that's that. Yep. All right. PG, that's it. We got. We'll be back tomorrow with Kevin Says a little earlier than usual. We're going to be kicking off, I think, at 7 tomorrow, right, Kev? 7 p.m. For a very interesting Kevin Says statement.
Yeah, mate. Listen, it's going to be a tight one.
Yeah, we're going to keep it nice and tight.
It has to be tight tomorrow because I've got some work at 8. So,
Well, we can start even earlier than that. So maybe go because Sophie time, you know. So we'll start 6:30. Half. 6:30.
Yeah, you never do it in an hour. And I'm going to be back post game Leicester.
Yes, indeed.
Hopefully, as happy as we are now.
Listen, you guys, what a great show. Thanks to everyone who joined us tonight.
Hey,
we hit 1,000 in live chat. You guys are amazing. Stick together.
We love you. We love believing.
And until then, Amanda.
Always Arsenal.